Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Tomorrow, faculty at Sac State will be protesting stalled negotiations between the California State University system and the California Faculty Association, which represents close to 30,000 lecturers and professors statewide. At issue is money. While both sides have already agreed on a number of demands, salary and how quickly raises can be implemented is one of the primary conversations. Faculty argue raises are long overdue and needed now. The CSU system says that the amount of money and timing of these raises are too much, too soon, and could force a number of other problems. The planned one-day strikes start Monday, and it started on the CSU campus in Pomona in Southern California, yesterday at San Francisco State, today at Cal State Los Angeles, and tomorrow here in Sacramento. Joining us to discuss the root issues behind the strike is Ashley A. Smith, a higher education reporter with EdSource. And in a moment, we'll also be joined by CAP Radio reporter Janelle Salonga with a closer look at what's expected at Sac State tomorrow. Hey, Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with some background and really the key players that are involved in this. We have the CSU system, which consists of 23 campuses across the state, as well as the California Faculty Association. Can you tell us a little bit more about the CFA, who it represents, and what it advocates for?
Sure. So the CFA represents about 29,000 professors and lecturers across the 23 campuses. And they really have been fighting to address wage increases and also promote a healthier working environment for faculty and staff and for students across the campuses.
Given that there are already 23 campuses across the state, why are the four-day-long strike, the one-day strikes happening this week, only happening across four campuses?
Well, CFA chose these four campuses because they felt that they would have the largest impact to the system. These campuses, for example, Pomona has had a real issue with counselors, the ratio of counselors to students. And that is one of the issues that CFA has been bargaining and negotiating with the CSU about. They want to see more counselors on campuses to lower those ratios and provide more support for students. And so that's one reason why Pomona was selected. But they specifically chose these campuses because they felt that they would have a significant impact on the system.
How long have these negotiations been going on?
Well, since really last year, CFA has complained and gone to the Board of Trustees multiple times about improving wages and salary and working conditions. And really this spring, they started to hint that strikes could happen because it seemed to be show early on that those discussions weren't going anywhere. Mm.
What has the California Faculty Association and the CSU system, what have they already agreed to?
So they've already agreed to improving some of the working conditions. There has been some agreement on leave and such, but really the biggest disagreement, the fundamental disagreement is really around pay. And at the heart of this disagreement is that they do not see eye to eye on just how the financial situation for CSU looks.
The CFA is one of multiple collective bargaining groups within the CSU system, and Cal State, the university or the system at large, has already reached similar deals with other unions. Can you tell us which unions and what they've settled on? I know here at Sac State, the Teamsters, you know, held some demonstrations not too long ago.
Yeah, well, and we just should add that the Teamsters, who represent the skilled trade union, they are actually striking in solidarity with CFA this week. There's about 1,100 workers that they represent. And so that group is also Teamsters Local 2010. That group is also still waiting for an agreement as well. But CSU did reach an agreement with some of its other employee groups, for example, the CSU Employees Union, which represents about 15,000 employees in support positions, administrative positions. There is the UAW Local 4123. They represent the academic student employees, so graduate and teaching assistants. And then also the statewide University Police Association, which represents the police officers and sergeants in the university police departments. All of those unions that CSU has reached an agreement with, they all agree to about a 5% bump in salary. And so those agreements are set right now. And right now what's left out there is the Skilled Trades Union and the Faculty Association.
So what does the Faculty Association want? How far apart are they when it comes to salary?
Well, the faculty want a 12% general salary increase this year. CSU has said that that could cost them about $318 million more dollars a year. And CSU is offering 5% increases over the next 3 years, so for a total of 15%. So as you can see, there is a bit of a discrepancy between what each group wants. There was this third-party independent fact finder that recommended a 7% one-time increase this year, which is less, obviously, than what the faculty want, but somewhat in the middle of what the chancellor's office is proposing, but still less than what the chancellor's office is proposing. And so there so far does not seem to be any movement. The faculty have been solid and united on 12% for quite some time.
Yeah, and that seems pretty far apart. I mean, given that there's other collective bargaining groups that were negotiating, some demonstrating as well, you know, this follows obviously like more than 3 years since the start of the pandemic. And we know for educators, they shouldered a brunt of those challenges. There's understandable burnout. I mean, what role has that played in really like a group of collective bargaining groups, you know, having difficult or at times stalled negotiations with the Cal State system?
Well, I think that, I mean, we all can see that the cost of living in California is significantly higher than in other places, and that, you know, prices have been rising. People are struggling. And there was a faculty salary study that came out last year that was highly criticized by the faculty. They were not fans of the salary study, but the study did find that in certain areas of the state, for example, in San Francisco, faculty are paid below market rate. And it could be incredibly difficult for faculty to essentially live, to pay their bills. And that's what I've heard from, you know, professors and from lecturers who talk about, you know, how they've been able to continue their work. It has been a struggle for them. You know, if we want to talk about real numbers, I mean, the average for all CSU professors and lecturers is about $82,000 across the system. And, you know, at the base level, the union essentially wants to increase, you know, at a starting about $54,000 just to $64,000. So, you know, depending on where you live in California, that may not be enough money to support a family or to pay student loans or to buy groceries and or afford rent and a mortgage. So that's how, you know, the faculty have been living for, you know, past few years.
Mm. You know, when it comes to leadership within the Cal State system, I mean, we have a new chancellor, Mildred Garcia, and these negotiations predated, you know, Millie Garcia becoming the chancellor of the CSU system. What does the chancellor and just the system say about, you know, these pay increases, wanting, you know, I think you say upwards of like a 12% salary increase for faculty?
Well, the chancellor's office says that they can't afford it. That they don't have the money for it. And, you know, that financial sustainability study that CSU released earlier this year that promoted the system-wide tuition increase that the board passed. One way that they said they would be able to help pay these salaries and benefits would be increasing tuition. But even with the tuition increase, the system has said that individual campuses are still going to have to make cuts, that if they increase everyone 5% across the board, they are still going to be short. And we know that San Francisco State, for example, that they have already talked about cutting about 100 positions in order to make budget for next year. So right now they're saying that even with the 5% bump in revenue from the state, from Governor Newsom, that even with the tuition increase, they are still going to be short. Now, the faculty obviously disagree with that. They feel that CSU has plenty of money in its coffers and its reserves to cover any type of salary increase. But CSU disagrees with that. They feel that those monies, the reserves, cannot be used for something like salaries and benefits, that those are emergency dollars for natural disasters and recessions and only one time use. So again, it goes back to the heart of this. This is very a disagreement just about the base of Cal State's funding and what is there and what isn't.
Yeah, and it seems like there's more negotiations to continue even beyond these one day strikes. Ashley, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you, Vicki.
Ashley A. Smith is a higher education reporter for EdSource. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about the faculty strikes at four Cal State campuses this week, including Sacramento State, which is planned for tomorrow. We're joined by CAP Radio reporter Janelle Salonga now. Hey, Janelle.
Hey, Vicki. Thanks for having me on again.
So you've been focusing on ongoing negotiations, particularly when it comes to Sac State. There's a lot to dig into, but let's just start with the mood on campus. What does it look and feel like?
Yeah, so faculty have been tabling about the strike over the past few weeks at the Library Quad. You know, they've been handing out flyers. They've been talking to students. They've been, when I went on Monday morning, someone had, you know, a megaphone and was telling students there's a strike on Thursday. And so, you know, the California Faculty Association, Sac State chapter, has also, you know, been pretty active in having events like picket walkthroughs and weekly solidarity rallies in previous months, just kind of leading up to the strike and talking about the state of negotiations. And
so there's been obviously like a momentum building up and trying to build awareness about what's going to take place tomorrow. Do you have a sense of what the general turnout could look like tomorrow?
Yeah. And so I guess just for context, you know, there are just under 1900 full and part time faculty members at Sacramento State. And so I've heard that, you know, hundreds of professors are expected to walk out and withhold their labor tomorrow, according to those who have RSVP'd. And of course, you know, not everyone is going to RSVP. Not everyone may participate. Not everyone may even go to the picket line, but they may still be withholding their labor. And that also, you know, that number hundreds is vague and doesn't account for faculty who may be coming to stand in solidarity, representing, you know, other campuses throughout the CSU system. And so when I spoke with Kathy Jamison, who's the vice president for Sac State's California Faculty Association chapter, she told me that she actually expects the largest turnout of all these one-day strikes tomorrow.
Wow, the largest one. And this is the last one of the week, the fourth one out of the Cal State campuses that are participating. You know, where are the staging points if people are kind of logistically planning their day, you know, tomorrow? What should they plan for?
Right. So the main pickets will be at the campus entrances. Picketers will, you know, be carrying signs and there will be, you know, in some cases, music. I've heard from professors that there will be son jarocho music, marching akin to kind of like a marching band, and a DJ will be present. That's all to kind of keep up the energy for the strike. So, you know, if you hear lots of noise, you're probably nearing a picket line. And some faculty members may even be bringing their children, and picket lines will include things like craft tables for kids to make their own signs as an additional feature.
You mentioned that the vice president of Sac State's CFA chapter, Kathy Jamison, said that she's expecting tomorrow to be the largest of all the one-day strikes this week. I mean, what did she tell you when it comes to Sacramento State's faculty, their overall asks and their overall message?
Right. And so, you know, of course, while as you were speaking with Ashley, you know, you all were talking about salary. Of course, that's a huge part of what faculty are pushing for. But as Ashley said, you know, faculty are also asking for things that will foster a healthy working environment, like paid parental leave, lactation rooms, gender neutral bathrooms. And Jamison said that due to CFA's mission, every proposal the bargaining team puts forward is checked to make sure it's anti-racist and works towards social justice.
We are always fighting for those things that not only make us able to pay the bills, but make us able to show up with dignity, feeling safe, feeling respected and supported in the work that we will do, right? We live in a moment where we are always, if we're doing our jobs right, talking about difficult issues and helping students learn how to make those arguments and understand things happening in the world. We need to be protected when we do those things. Of course it's about more than salary. The work is about more than the paycheck, but the paycheck matters.
And she also went on to link, you know, faculty working conditions like salary to student well-being and emphasized that faculty and student success are connected. They're linked together.
We lose faculty all the time because they can't afford to live here. They can't afford to stay on their measly pay. And students are unable to get all the classes in a timely fashion. So we're clearly in this together. We've known this for a long time. And students and faculty know that we are stronger together. And this management messaging about faculty taking money away from things that would otherwise be able to serve students is just, it's not even a message that gets any traction. Students are too smart for that.
Okay, so we just heard from the Faculty Association. On the Sac State side, what is the university saying about the strike plan for tomorrow?
Yeah, so the university actually prepared a frequently asked questions page for students about the strike and says it's, you know, been preparing for the eventuality of a work stoppage ever, you know, even before one was formally announced on the Sac State campus. And so on that note, you know, the university is saying that its top priorities continue to be student success, the ability for students to complete their semester courses, and providing a quote unquote safe and welcoming campus environment for students and everyone.
Okay, so when it comes to student success and continuing education, students might be wondering how will the strike impact them? I mean, what about grades, tests, and courses? I mean, the semester is almost over.
Yeah, so instructors, you know, a lot of instructors have been telling students they'll be withholding their labor, so there won't be class or office hours or anything like that on Thursday. But, you know, each faculty member kind of has their individual policies for how to handle that. And the university is telling students to continue to go to classes if they haven't received any confirmation from faculty about any information about their classes on Thursday.
Did you get a better idea of why this is a planned one-day strike and not a longer strike?
Yeah, so I mean, to be fair, it is, you know, technically a four-day strike with one-day events at each campus. But I actually spoke with an associate professor at Sac State, Maya Dosh, who, you know, had more to say about that. So here's what they had to say.
You know, we are here for our students, and we start with one-day strikes because we don't want to hurt our students. We want to make sure that their instruction continues and it gives a chance for management to come back to the table with us. And then if they don't, we can move on to something more.
Yeah, and so there's actually also a contingent of, you know, kind of rank and file faculty across 10 different CSU campuses, including Sac State, SF State, you know, some of the other campuses that were sites for the one-day strikes, you know, that are called Cal State Faculty United, and they're pushing for, you know, the potential of escalated action, more strategic action. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's realistic, or it seems like after this week, there could be more, you know, next year.
Right. Depending on, you know, what happens after these strikes, whether the CSU decides to come back to the bargaining table, you know, whether the CSU is satisfied or CFA is satisfied with CSU rebuttals. It's all kind of up in the air. So, yeah, like I said earlier, we'll just see what happens.
Thank you so much for following up on this and giving us an update, Janelle.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Vicky.
Janelle Salonga is Cap Radio Sacramento Communities reporter, sharing the Sac State perspective. A one-day strike among faculty is planned for tomorrow. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.